This conference will now be recorded.
All right, we're good.
Okay, we'll go back to the beginning and think we should go where we were.
Just pick up.
Okay, so we're gonna pick up right now for the approval of, get a motion for the approval of minutes. So moved by Director, Director Zuniga, second by Director Miller, and we will, all in favor? Anybody opposed? None. Hearing so, we pass that. Administrative and financial issues. Oh, we don't have to worry about that, do we? Or now we do, right?
Well, now we do. So we have, because we have a new committee member and because the chair that was selected last time is no longer with us, we need to select a chair and vice chair for the committee. So we are looking at the two committee members and the, I'll say ad hoc, that's not the right word.
So can we wait till the other committee members are here?
Well, there's only one more committee member.
Wow.
Mr. Cable, Director Cable. So I would encourage us to select a chair now, since he's not here.
So I'm the chair of this.
Yeah.
And you can be vice chair. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Are you okay with that? Make the motion.
I'll move.
So moved.
All right, so Chair Velto, Vice Chair Miller, we are good.
Okay, discussion of the work, of the 410 work schedule. Okay. Is that gonna create any kind of problems with Director?
So I honestly don't think so. I would look to our resident to get her opinion on this, but there's always somebody available. There's always.
I don't personally have a problem with it.
Yeah.
I do believe that it does increase productivity. Well, I think we're, now what, that's a good point. How much more overtime will it create?
Well, the intent is actually to reduce overtime. So if they're on a job and they're an hour away from completing now, it's overtime to complete it. If they've got an additional hour during the day, they can schedule the job longer and get that job completed in a day more efficiently, in theory. In terms of what I think you're really asking is the on-call staff member. And that's an additional, that would be an additional 6 hours a week. And that total roughly, I had the number down there, it's about $5,600 a year for that additional. But to compensate for that, the employees are going to give up their Friday after Thanksgiving as a holiday. So it almost balances.
Is there anyone that wanted to work through like a Thursday, like a Tuesday through Friday?
No.
There was nobody that wanted to do that.
There's nobody that wanted to do that, and it wasn't directly asked, but the field crew, being a 5-member crew, they don't have the flexibility of splitting the crews out.
But is there anybody else that would have wanted to do that so you'd have somebody on staff there?
We looked at that and it complicates things. So what I thought was a possibility was maybe having a Monday through Thursday shift and then a Tuesday through Friday shift. But we would be short and it complicates vacation schedules, it complicates sick schedules. And so it just seemed like it was a more reasonable to just say, okay, we're already closed on one Friday. We didn't receive any negative comments from any of the residents at that time when we went to that schedule. Most residents know we're closed on a Friday. They don't know which Friday, so they have naturally just decided not to have business on Friday anyway. That'd be my take on it.
Is this the entire, is this everybody at the company?
Yes.
So you all go to 410?
We would all go to 410.
How often do you have a problem where people have to work overtime, and how does that play out in terms of the charges with retrospect to staying with the same schedule you have right now?
So right now, the real only overtime we have is when there is a leak after hours and we have to bring the crews out there to fix it. Mm-hmm. And that would happen regardless of the schedule that we're on. Right. We probably do that maybe once or twice a month, maybe, and it wouldn't impact any schedule we're on. That would not impact overtime in that regard. We have to call
the
crews.
You were talking about like if you had you were working on a case or a problem, and they had to work another hour, hour and a half, 2 hours more. So this time, if they went to the schedule, it wouldn't be overtime.
Tommy and I, he calls me and says, hey, we're 45 minutes away from completing this job. Should we just button it up or should we, you know, should we pull off and come back tomorrow? And it depends on what the job is. And we talk through it. We probably do that 3 or 4 times a month.
So
we have that conversation.
How highly likely, you know, we're going to work through all this, is a Thursday afternoon project go now all of a sudden becomes a Friday project?
It would not be a problem because unless it was an emergency situation, and that does not happen that regularly. So emergencies always happen like, you know, 8 a.m. Monday morning or 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon. Thursdays.
So in other words, you wouldn't start a project, say, on a Thursday morning, potentially, that would require more than the 10 hours in a shift.
Correct. Correct. The
and
guys.
We know that, and we would schedule it differently.
Correct.
Yes.
So, how about what is your yearly overtime combined overtime for the year of your crew?
We don't have a total yet for 2023, and I do not remember what 2022's was. It would not be. So, I mean, I can get the numbers. We don't have those yet for 2023. We're getting ready for the audit. Craig's here.
So, wait, 2022.
Do you remember, Terry? Terry's going to go grab those. It's in the thousands.
Thousands?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's in the thousands. Low thousands, but thousands. No, 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 dollars.
No, hours.
Hours, okay. Terry can get those numbers. She's going to go grab those numbers. No, no. Sorry, but we don't. I don't know that we have the metadata available to say how many of those hours were on the weekend, how many of those hours were, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning, how many of those hours were extension of the day type of hours. We can parse those numbers.
Because if you don't really have too many hours a year, so it's like not like you're really doing too much overtime, so the 410s would be fine.
Like, yeah.
Even out.
The field crew would schedule their workload to meet before 10, and they would be able to tackle, you know, slightly larger projects during the week because they have 10 hours to complete that. So instead of having to remobilize and go back out and split it amongst 2 days.
This is also going to hold true for the office staff as well?
Office staff, typically, the only office staff member that really has overtime issues is during board meetings. And actually, this would pretty much eliminate the overtime for that.
The question I'm asking is, so in other words, the office would be closed on a Friday, so if anybody, the community wanted to communicate, they'd have to wait until Monday.
No, again, there's always somebody available by phone, so if there was ever any reason they needed to communicate, they would call in, get a live voice, and if it's an emergency, it would be dealt with that day. If it's not an emergency, it would be, okay, you know, please, can you call back on Monday to talk with office staff?
So you have, phone forwarded.
I'm sorry?
Phones are forwarded. To
phones are forwarded. Always forwarded to a live voice. We do not have a record.
Backup?
I mean, a backup in regards to?
That person.
Yes. So it's a company, actually. It's not a person.
Okay. So there's not an on-call person.
No. Well, we have an on-call person on operations staff.
So what do they make on-call?
So they are, Terry can give you the details. It's like $30 a day to be on-call plus about 6 hours during a Saturday, Sunday, or the Friday that we have off right now, 6 hours to do the rounds and visit all the sites. So that's the additional 6 hours. If we had the Friday off, that would be an additional 6 hours they would have to do their rounds to make visit all the sites during that day off. During the week when they're on call, they don't have any overtime other than, or not overtime, they don't have any additional hours during the week other than checking the SCADA system on a regular basis at night if they get alarms.
Yes, SCADA system too. So, mm-hmm. So if they're working 4 or 10, someone's going to have to come and do rounds on Friday, Saturday,
yes.
Sunday?
Yeah. We have somebody do rounds every day to check the sites. There's never a day where we aren't looking at the sites visually.
That's overtime.
It's time and a half. And because they work a 40-hour week, and then they get that as well. Yes. And that's baked into the equation. That goes to the $5,600 a year additional for that extra daytime. And we're offsetting that by giving up the Friday after Thanksgiving to balance those dollars out.
And when you say giving up the Friday after Thanksgiving, that means what?
So right now, Friday after Thanksgiving is a holiday. And if we went to the new schedule, we would have that Friday off. So under normal situations, if you have a Friday off, but it's a holiday, you get that Thursday as a holiday and then the Friday off. So you still get the holiday. You still get paid for that holiday.
In so this, holiday for
paid. It's a holiday for pay. In this situation, it wouldn't be.
Okay. Are they going to pick up another holiday then for losing that Thursday?
No. They would give up that holiday. We currently have 9 holidays and we would drop to 8.
They'll have Thanksgiving day off.
They'll have Thanksgiving off, and then that Friday will be their normal Friday off.
So
they wouldn't get paid for that. That wouldn't be a paid holiday.
But they get Thursday.
But they get Thursday off.
Is that understood that by doing this, that's the benefit to them that we're going to do the 10? Because, you know, there's got to be a trade-off. Because now you can say, we'll give up a day off.
Yeah.
We're giving up a day off.
So that is a trade-off that's been explained to the staff. They seem to, I believe they understand that. I believe they agree with that. They're all good with it, that you're giving up a holiday. You still get the day off, but you're not going to get paid for it. They'll get paid for Thursday.
That's a holiday.
Thursday is Thanksgiving. That's a holiday. They get paid for that. The
Friday. They get Friday as a holiday, too?
No.
So back in the day, before I even came here, the employees traded having Veterans Day off for the day after Thanksgiving off. So they don't get Veterans Day off, they got the day after Thanksgiving off. And what Brian is saying is now if we go to 4-10, we're off on Friday anyways. So we don't want to give them another holiday on top of it, would be that Friday after Thanksgiving, and that therefore there's a savings there by doing that.
But in turn, you're taking away a benefit.
It's a gift that the employees have indicated to me they're willing to give. It's a negotiation.
In exchange for all the Fridays during the year.
Yes.
Right. So what is the cost benefit to, or what is, okay, let me rephrase it. What is the cost with the schedule of today versus the cost of this sick board?
On the 980 we are right now versus the 1040 that is being proposed, it's about an additional $1,100 to go to a 1040 a year. $1,100.
That offsets even with the one day.
Well, no. So it's $5,600 additional on call time. And it's $4,500, if I'm doing my math right, of holiday pay giving back. So the net result is an additional $1,100 to the company to shift to a 410.
So that 4-day weekend,
you're talking about Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to see, they
would have it off anyway.
Right. Because it's a Friday. The difference is it's not no longer paid.
Yeah.
That one Friday is now no longer being paid.
So what happens when it's there's a lot of holidays that are on Mondays. Like President's Day.
So those holidays would be normal holidays.
But they don't get them all.
But they'll have it'll be a 4-day weekend. So is that gonna hurt, is that gonna disrupt the company when there's no one here for 4 days?
We are under that situation right now and it hasn't been a big issue that I'm aware of.
You're a 3-day.
Well, if there's a holiday on a Monday and we have the Friday off on a 980 schedule, right, we still get, there's that 4-day spread. I haven't seen any disruption to the company in that regard.
So they're not on every holiday, veterans. They're not getting, or are they taking Martin Luther King Day?
Yes. We get Martin Luther King
Yes.
Day off. So to answer your... It's a 3-day week. We're going from 9 holidays to 8 holidays.
Paid holidays.
Right, paid holidays.
Clarify that.
And so what's the vacation time per year per person?
It's depending on the longevity of the individual who's been here. So
one year
you get, I believe, 2 weeks off, and then after 5 years you get 3 weeks after.
I'd have to look.
Yeah.
I just don't know off the top of my head. But I can tell you the numbers for this year for the overtime. It was for the field 626.50
overtime, and there's 4 hours of double time.
And that's hours.
That's
so
hours.
600
yes.
hours
so
of overtime.
We have five guys.
Yeah.
So that's 30 hours. That's 600 divided by four. That's a five is, that's 100.
It's about 100.
Roughly.
110
hours. Roughly.
20 hours, that's three weeks overtime.
40, 80, 120, a little under 3 weeks.
Of overtime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For one employee.
No, each. This for
each.
For the
100 hours each, 80. Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah, this was a total.
3 weeks of overtime each.
But she's saying it was total. You're saying
that's
each.
Total. Now,
that's
a large chunk of that
year.
Is emergency call-ins
yeah.
when
yeah,
there is a break on. After hours that we have
so,
to
calculating. You take five crew members, you take 600 hours. That's 120 hours apiece,
mm-hmm.
average overtime.
Right.
Okay, that's 3 weeks. Averaging overtime of 3 weeks. So you're...
Does that include on-call?
So yeah, let me...
No, it's just a number.
No, yeah, let me just explain a little bit, too. It's like if a person, one of the guys on-call all week, you know, and I'll just make it easy because I know we have that Friday off thing going. All week long, and then they go on call. Well, they have to go out and they have to check the reservoirs. They have to go check everything that's, you know, they got job. That's going to be overtime. That's over 40 hours a week. So that is, so that's where Brian was saying adding Friday as another day off, like a weekend, is adding
6 hours
overtime.
Per week of overtime to the schedule.
So then we took that average. And we just did a 600, and now you take 6 times 52, that's another 300 plus, so now you're almost at 1,000 hours.
Yes.
In a year and over. And the hourly rate is?
It varies. Yeah.
It's just rounded up with all expenses 50.
Okay.
50.
I was going to say 45, but now go with 50.
Go 50, that's $50,000 a year in overtime expenses. How is that offset? Just out of curiosity, is it offset?
The overtime is not. I mean, this overtime that Terry has brought out from last year is not offset because that's emergency call-outs, and that's...
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
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 That's a requirement, right?
You're going to get this no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you're on call, you have to go and check all the different...
Every
locations.
Day we aren't open... A physical body goes and looks at all of our sites.
Right. And
yeah.
So that's a permanent
yes.
charge.
Yes.
That's a permanent cost.
Yes.
That's built into the budget.
Is there some way that you know they're at that location? Or is it an honesty thing?
It's
an honesty thing.
Okay. So we don't have like back in the day, we have security go.
We don't have a key that they twist on the wall. No, we don't.
And they get 6 hours a day to do that?
They usually take about 4 hours.
We budget
day.
For 6 hours
yeah,
a day.
That's fair, because you shouldn't have to come in for at least. If you get paid for coming in, you got to get paid, 4 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you hit four, then you go automatically. Full day, don't you?
Well, you're going to make sure something doesn't go wrong if that's a requirement of your job, because if something did go wrong, it probably was an indication that you weren't taking your rounds.
Yeah.
So,
there's a way to tell.
Yeah.
They use company vehicles, don't they?
Yes.
The GPS?
No.
We do not GPS company vehicles. We trust our employees,
well,
and
so it's not GPS,
we haven't had a problem with it to date.
No,
so,
was,
yeah, no.
I'd like to move that to the full board.
Yeah.
So,
what...
Today is just a discussion. What I would like to do, if the committee is agreeable, is bring this back to the employees. There's some legal California laws that we have to hop through. Bring it back to the employees, get confirmation from the employees before we bring it to the board, so that we know if the employees want to do this, we can go to the board and have that discussion versus going to the board, having the discussion, and the employees say, no, we don't want to do it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. Because they're going to go back now, go back and do your due diligence and bring it back. Mm-hmm. And once you have the due diligence done, we'll bring it to the full board, right?
Yep.
Is that an open discussion or do you pull them privately?
Open. Okay. Open discussion.
Well, no, I mean, open discussion, yes, but when you pull it,
it's,
when they
it's
vote,
voted
it's
privately.
Oh, the votes are done privately. The employees vote
privately.
Yeah, they put their ballot in. We don't know who votes out. It's a California law.
That is.
Believe
so,
it or not.
So
we are non-union, but it is a California law.
They have to vote.
Yeah.
So between now and the March AFC meeting, my office will give an update on the process and, you know, prep the necessary letters that go out and give you any substantive feedback on amendments to existing policy. Like we'll prepare the package of materials.
And we'll show
and
it all.
Process.
We'll show it all to you at the March meeting, with how the employees voted, and if everything looks good, we can move it forward to the board. If it doesn't, then I don't want to waste the board's time on this discussion.
Right.
You may need another month to complete it. So.
Yes.
Let's go to the uniform. What's the total amount of each person? Is it average $600 each?
Yeah. $3,500.
$3,500 broke down, $600 each. Well, I'm going to, I guess. Anybody?
I don't know, Faith. I mean, I've lived in the community long enough and worked with San Antonio Water Company for a long time, and it's very nice when they walk up with a new with a shirt on that says who they are.
That's about denim. Is denim the best way to go, or is there other kind of?
Denim is the best. I mean, it's the easiest for them to acquire. We at one point, I think in time, looked at a laundry service, and it just wasn't panning out, and the guys hated it, so it was neat. We'll just have them buy their own Levi's, and we'll provide them shirts and hats, and
yeah.
And then the boots,
too.
Have
a certain type of jean, or do you have that boot cut and all that?
That's discretion.
No skinny jeans.
No skinny jeans, not with these guys.
That's stupid. Loose fit. Well, you gotta have a certain type, or else you can purchase
them. Exactly, and they know that. I mean, these are construction guys; they aren't gonna buy something that's gonna put them at risk.
Okay, I'll make a motion. What do you think?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
None.
Okay. All right. 7-5. We want out a closed session. No closed session. Any committee comments or future agenda items? Anybody? Okay. Hearing none. Move on now to adjournment.
Easy.
So be adjourned until the next meeting, which is March 26th at 3 p.m. And I may not. Well, I'll be back. That's right.
I'll be back.
Where are you going?
You know, the wedding anniversary that weekend.
Aw,
yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Aww.
Oh, come on.
How many years, Bill?
I think 40.
You think?
He's got time to figure it out.
I'm going to take my oldest daughter and
that is funny. All right, I am going to, on that note, I'm going to end the session and